Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 through 17. Before he was the famous King David, David was a renegade leader of a band of Israelite warriors. There was a bit of a three-way war going on in ancient Israel. There was a soft civil war between those who were loyal to King Saul and those who were following David, the man that God, through the prophet Samuel, had anointed to be the new king. However, both King Saul and future King David were battling a mutual foe, the dreaded Philistines. In today's scripture passage, we see a bit of a retrospective on a part of David's pre-royal military career in which he doesn't come off looking very well. He is surrounded by a group of 30 of what the scripture calls mighty men. Think of them like Green Berets or Navy SEALs, real cream-of-the-crop warriors. David and his boys are holed up in a cave, while the Philistines are holed up themselves in Bethlehem, David's hometown. For whatever reason, David says out loud what was probably a wave of nostalgia going through his mind. Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate. I'm sure he was sincere, but perhaps he should have thought before he spoke. We don't know exactly what went through the minds of three of the mighty men, but they take off on a self-appointed mission to grant David's wish. They sneak through the Philistine defenses, draw water from the Bethlehem well, sneak back through the Philistines, and bring the water back to David. It was a journey of about 32 miles round trip and was deadly dangerous. And for what purpose? It certainly didn't bring any military advantage. In fact, the whole enterprise risked 10% of David's forces. Did they do this because they wanted to show loyalty to David? Did they do it just to prove how tough they were? Did they hope to gain some sort of promotion within David's group? There's no way of knowing, but regardless of the actual motivation, it seems that this was an act of self-promotion and short-sightedness rather than a true act of self-sacrifice. And what of David's statement in the first place? I believe David had forgotten an important lesson that, unfortunately, many people on social media have also forgotten. Not every opinion or thought that one has should be spoken aloud. We've all done it. We've all made a joke or a statement that we thought was clever, funny, or that made us sound smart, when all it really did was cause someone to be hurt, embarrassed, or demeaned. Sometimes we're even guilty of covering our ill-advised statements with high-sounding phrases like, I just feel that someone needs to say this, or I'm simply speaking truth to power, or perhaps the worst one, with all due respect, when there's very little respect at all for the other person. I hope that both the mighty men and David himself learned from this episode. It seems that David realized the short-sightedness and recklessness of his statement about the water from the Bethlehem well. When the mighty men presented David with the water, he poured it out as an offering to God. Perhaps that was the best way he could express repentance for ill-advised words. Hopefully, the men who had risked their lives, and maybe even their small army, realized that what they had done was not really sacrifice. It was self-promotion and carelessness. I also hope that we can be reminded of that same lesson. Sometimes genuine sacrifice gets confused and mixed up with self-centeredness. Sometimes we do things in hopes of being recognized rather than doing them sacrificially for the good of others, the good of our community, and for the glory of God. It's an easy trap to fall into. but there is always hope. All of our short-sighted mistakes and all the things that we do in self-interest have been forgiven by the one who was the highest model of self-sacrifice and unwavering service. Christ sacrificed everything so that we can follow His example and sacrifice ourselves for others in His name. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to know when it is appropriate to speak our thoughts and when it is better to be silent. Forgive us when we confuse inconvenience with true sacrifice, and teach us always how we may better sacrifice our own desires for the glory of You and Your kingdom. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.